Trying to make sure everybody is awake out there. Some widespread panic with chilly water here on the Penguin, which of course is a whole lot of fun for us to play, but happens to be a pretty appropriate stage setter for me to talk with my guests here on, in the Bob King Igloo. We have the great privilege of getting to shine our local voices spotlight on members of our community and new businesses all the time. And this is one you're pretty much all going to want to hear about. So my good buddy, actually Ryan Hedspeth, welcome to the Igloo, Ryan.
Thank
We're
you,
so
Kim.
Glad to
Thank
have you,
you
here. And also his now good partner in business, Rob
Kukar.
Kukar. Yes. That's right. I thought so. Just like, let me get that right. We are going to be talking about rosé water. And there is some really good chili water used in the making of this product from the Alps, right? The Austrian Alps.
That's right.
So more to come on that. But first, I'm just going to let Rob take over for a minute and give a little bit of an introduction. This product has just launched here in the area. It's something special. And we're going to go back to a little bit of your beginnings first, though. You've been in the wine business for a couple of decades now. Is that right?
Yeah, just over 20 years. Yeah, started in Michigan.
So tell us about your path leading to this and kind of what drew you into the wine business. And then we'll get into what drew you into this new product you've just developed.
Well, the wine business was kind of an accident. My roommate in college, his dad ran a Budweiser distributor. So getting through school was about stocking beer coolers. met a wine guy who ended up having a vacant route. So I ended up interviewing and got the job. And then about 10 years in Michigan working for different wine distributors. And then really caught a vision for it on a trip to California with one of them. Mm-hmm. And saw a lot of farmers. I'm from a small farm town in Michigan. Met them. They were great in the vineyards, great, very hospitable, and realized that I could be an ambassador for them by creating brands. So about 12 years ago, we moved to Charlotte, started our own company, a couple different companies. And then about 6 years ago, we ended up in Wilmington. So all the wine along the way, and then getting to Wilmington, being a lifestyle community, mm-hmm. My wife, Amy, wanted something fresh, clean, healthy to drink on the go, on the beach, at the pool, on the boat. And we started blending rosé and water and carbonating it. And it was great. but still not good enough to go to market. So along the way, so many of our friends and family loved it. They said, well,
like, hey, what are you drinking? What is that?
That's right.
Tell me about it. So you were mixing your own rosé with sparkling carbonated water.
That's right.
And then everybody wanted some.
Everybody wanted some. And then we built the brand Rosé Water. We figured it was something to go to market and found a great winery in France in the Loire Valley who built the rosé specifically to be blended, which is an art, really. And then found a source for water in the Austrian Alps. So the wine is moved from Loire bulk to the Austrian Alps, where we pull the water 90 meters below sea level, right at the base of the Austrian Alps, right near Lake Constance, which is one of the cleanest lakes in the world, if not the cleanest. Mm. And then they blend it for us and carbonate it, and we ship it to Wilmington. So this is where it all lands in the U.S. here.
And let's just make sure that everybody really grasps what he just said, that there are two ingredients in here.
Correct.
And it's this rosé from the Loire Valley in France.
That's right.
And then water from the Austrian Alps in one of the cleanest sources
in
the world.
That's right. And we flash pasteurize it so there's no added preservatives.
And then it makes this delicious product, which I'm happy to say we're lucky to be enjoying in here in the studio right now. I mean, your packaging is perfect. The cans, we've got some perfect koozies that fit these small cans just nicely. I'll have to put a picture up on the Penguin's page. But this is, it's quite clear. You know what you're doing just in terms of looking at the presentation of it and then hearing about what's actually in the can. I mean, were there other things you were considering in the way you were going to go about this? Or did you know all along we're going to get the best of the best and do it this way or not at all?
That's right. Yeah, it was going to be because my wife, Amy, is like, ingredients are her thing. If she doesn't know what it is, she doesn't eat it or drink it. So I knew this had to be for her. And if it wasn't great and perfect, she wasn't going to drink it. And I'd be back to square one, regardless of how much we were selling. So
right. So if you are just joining us, that is the voice of Rob Kukar. I've got Ryan Hedspeth in here who helps him out in brand management and getting the marketing out of this brand new product that has just launched. Really, it's not even been a month. It's been about 3 weeks. We're going to continue talking with them about this new rosé water, where you can get it, and help you find out a little bit more about it. We'll take a slight little musical interlude and hand it over. We'll be right back with more here on The Penguin. Fun little song from Jerry Jeff Walker here on 98.3 The Penguin. In keeping with our theme, somewhat with our guest, that one's called Sangria Wine. We're not talking about sangria wine, but we are talking wine, and we are talking a great new product, rosé water. If you haven't gone, you can go to their Facebook page. Go ahead and like it so you can keep up with all of their happenings and what's going on. This product has just launched. We're in on the first segment talking with owner Rob Kukar and his marketing partner, Ryan Hedspeth, here, who have just launched this product. It's really not even been a month. It was about 3 weeks ago. It is phenomenal. And we talked in the first segment about this really, it's a two-ingredient wine, rosé water. It's dry rosé from the Loire Valley in France. It's got water from one of the cleanest sources on the globe, the Austrian Alps, and that's it. Rob was saying he was developing this for his wife. She won't drink it if she doesn't know what's in it and where it's coming from and that sort of thing. So rosé water has been born right here, although it's going to be all over the globe perhaps within a year or so. Let's just kind of continue the conversation a little bit about this. Obviously, the rosé craze has taken over in recent years. Sparkling drinks and things like that have kind of been taken over as well. Let's talk about how this product distinguishes itself.
Yeah, so Kim, we, Rob and I have been drinking wine together with our wives and so forth for a long time, but coming from a background of brand marketing and brand development, you know, this actually looked like something that we needed to put a little bit of weight behind, right? Because where Rob's got, 30 labels, I guess, bottled wine on the shelf now at, you know, your local Harris Teeter, local Lowe's, this was actually a very consumer-centric product for what the trends that we're seeing in market right now.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, sort of on the tails of that, or not on the tail of it, in the meat of that spiked and sparkling trend, that's fine, but it doesn't really offer something for a wine consumer. It's a little bit of a misto booze kind of thing going on with lots of layers of flavors that you may or may not want. So when this thing came about, it was like, wow, okay, we've got pure rosé, pure water with a little bit of sparkle to it. It's, you know, it's low alcohol, so you can drink it on the go. It's in a can, 69 calories.
You can drink it on a Wednesday morning at work.
That's right. It's welcome here in the Bob King Igloo.
Right.
It's sugar-free, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO. It's all those boxes are checked. And it's just a great thing to be able to take on the run, whether you're going to the beach, the boat, the pool, the trail, whatever. And so, we started to develop this thing, and it was a question of whether or not we want to put it to market in spring of 2020 or late summer of 2019. And I was like, well, Rob, that's insane. We couldn't possibly do it this year. And he called me back about an hour later and said, guess what? We're doing it this year. And so here we are. And so it landed here in Wilmington about 3 weeks ago. Is that right?
That's right.
And so we've been doing, all efforts, where we have distribution nationwide, and we anticipate our big spring 2020 launch being, 30 to 40 state probably footprint across the U.S., I'm like, man, this was born in Wilmington, and this was created based on our lifestyle here. And I was like, we gotta own this market, man. So we've been spending the last 3 to 4 weeks with trunks full of rosé water, dropping it off at our favorite surf shops and boutiques and restaurants, and trying to, get a good solid footprint of adoption here prior to our big national launch in 2020. But the response has just been fantastic, so we're super excited.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, it is delicious. There is such a health conscious thread that runs through so many people's lifestyles here. You want to know what you're getting. You don't want that misto booze. That's a good term, Ryan. I hadn't heard that one before. The mystery products. You don't necessarily know what you're getting. Something else that's different about this, too, is the can. That's not something, I mean, that obviously makes it much easier to carry around with you, to take on the beach and the boat and stuff like that. You're not worried about the glass breaking. Tell me about the selection of the can.
Well, part of it is wine in can has been a big deal the last 2 years. So the innovation within the wine business has been moving from bottle to can because people want to take it on the go. Mm-hmm. The difference between rosé water and wine in can is this is 4.9% alcohol. If you've ever tried to drink two or three cans of wine at 14% alcohol, you know what happens. Your Uber driver gets to know everything about you. And so we wanted something that was a lifestyle where you could drink multiple, get refreshing, have a refreshing finish with. This is essentially 93% water when you net it out. Mm-hmm. So it's hydrating while you're having a good time.
Which definitely helps the next day.
Yes, significantly. I would challenge people to see how they feel the next morning.
Right.
Rob likes to call it water with a glow.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great tagline.
The glow being the rosé.
Yes, let's glow.
That's nice. And of course, yeah, so you can enjoy it throughout the day and it's not like drinking, straight wine. Let's talk a little bit about your give back component, because I know that that's something that's important to you guys and you're doing that locally here with our water.
So we decided early on, you know, Rob and Amy and their family are from Michigan, and I think it's pretty well known some of the water issues in Flint that have come to light over the last many years, actually, and you know, to varying degrees of actually being addressed, but that's probably a bigger conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm North Carolina native. I'm from Raleigh, lived in Wilmington for about 10 years now, and you know, about the time, I guess, we met the Kukars, Gen X kind of came on the scene, and Kenmore's and the dumping in the Cape Fear and that type of thing. So very early on, we had talked about the idea of giving back to something. With anything we put, a large consumer-facing brand, we're going to try to build. And so, again, starting locally, you know, we're here. We're in Wilmington. We want to own this market and give back as much as we can to this market. And so we identified Cape Fear River Watch and have worked with Dana and her crew over there to essentially give back 5% of profits on rosé water to support Cape Fear River Watch's efforts and helping clean the Cape Fear and monitor our water sources around the area.
Big kudos on that. I mean, and 5% is a significant amount. I know you're just getting started, but we know you're going to have this national footprint starting next year. It's going to be that's going to be a very significant contribution. And kudos to that.
Thank you. Well, thanks. I mean, with two ingredients, water being one of them, it's like, okay, this seems to be, water was sort of on our minds anyway. So
sure.
It made sense. As we go to scale, we'll probably start funneling some of that that 5% profit fund to some efforts in Michigan. I know mm-hmm. we've got distribution up there already.
Yep.
So we're going to just kind of grow with it, but it's something close to our hearts. And obviously, this community is where we live and where we breathe and where we exist
and where we drink.
Something here.
Right.
And where we drink.
Amen.
And
that water, water is life. All right. Well, of course, we could sit and hang out and drink and chat all day about this. But just so everybody out there knows, of course, you've got a Facebook page, Rosé Water. Go like the page. You can certainly keep up with happenings there. But let's give everybody a quick snippet of where they can find your products and keep up with what you've got coming up.
Yeah, it's at Rosé Wine Water, or Rose Wine Water, actually, is the Instagram and Facebook, at Rose Wine Water.
Okay.
1900 has been a huge warm welcome for us and did our launch parties, you know, so they carry a lot of our wines and rosé water. excuse me.
That's over there in Lumina Station for anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah, phenomenal location. Been very supportive. Did our launch party once again.
Of course.
And then Lighthouse Beer and Wine was the first retailer in the country to have rosé water, so that we appreciate them supporting us. And then Lowe's Foods and Harris Teeter have brought the product on chain-wide.
So anybody listening right now could zip right over to Harris Teeter or Lowe's Foods and pick up some rosé water.
That's correct.
Very nice. And is it packaged? Looks like this comes in a little six-pack box of cans.
Six-pack of 250 ml cans. People had asked why a 250 ml versus a 12-ounce can. Wine is meant to be drank at the temperature it's built. This is built to be chilled. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to get warm. It's easy enough just to crack another can.
Well, there you go. And, of course, there'll be lots more events and places this is going to be showing up.
Yeah. Anything come on? See us. We're going to have a big setup at the Carousel Beer and Wine Festival brought to you by Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. We're going to be set up out there pouring both sessions, morning and afternoon sessions. And again, we've been dropping this stuff off at our friends and family members that own local boutiques and bottle shops and surf shops and all kinds of fun stuff around the area. So keep an eye out for it where you might not necessarily expect to see rosé water.
Fantastic. Guys, such a pleasure. Congratulations. You know, it's really cool. I get to sit in this seat and see people come in and talk about their businesses, some new, but to see people that just have an idea as a family or a husband and wife that, hey, we need to, this isn't happening in the world or this product doesn't exist. So we're just going to go make it. We're just going to go do it. It's nice to see. I had the folks from Sea Glass Straws in recently that as a family just decided, I mean, they didn't know the first thing about making anything with glass or any of that, but they were using too many straws and a beautiful company was born out of it. And they just went and made it happen. So props to you for making this happen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And cheers. Thanks for coming in and thanks for bringing it. You guys can find out all you want to know. Go to Facebook for Rosé Water, hit Lighthouse Beer and Wine, hit 1900, and then your local Teeters and Lowe's Foods have got Rosé Water as well. The tunes roll on next here on The Penguin.